everybody's. Yeah, y'all can sit on.
Sit down. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, let me get my mind together. First, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I want to thank Pastor Pickens for this wonderful opportunity to stand before you. I also want to thank Dr. Price for this switch for me. Schedule switch. Hey, it was me. I messed up, and I wasn't paying attention and did everything wrong. But I'm so grateful that we have flexible people that just, you know, don't mind being flexible. Amen. With people that's not thinking clearly all the time. But I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful that the Lord has allowed me to stand before you on today. And as you can hear, I'm always nervous when I stand up here behind this holified, dignified, sanctified pulpit. But I'm going to get in your way and out of your way. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints are God's gathering home, we will tell the story. Oh, how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. That's how my grandma used to say it. She'd say, by and by, oh, when the morning comes, when all the saints are our God's gathering home, we will tell the story on how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Y'all not too young for that song. Can you sing that with me? Oh, well now, by and by. Yeah, when the morning comes, or when all the saints are God's gathering home, we will tell the story on how, and we'll understand it better by and by. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We don't know too much about it right now, but we'll understand it better by and by. Now look at somebody and tell that neighbor there is a word from the Lord. Look at somebody else and tell them, neighbor, there is a word from the Lord. And I am a lover of the word of God. Real quickly, those of you that have your Bibles, hold that power up in there. I don't care if it's your phone or whatever. Just hold it up. Hold it up. Let the devil know you didn't come to this place empty-handed. Amen. Because everything else is going down but the word of our God. The book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And as I was driving here, literally right then and there, as I was driving, switched up the entire sermon. I have a whole sermon here. Like Pastor said, I've been working on. And I can't preach that right now because he gave me something else. Galatians 6, chapter 6, verse 9. Those of you that are able, why don't you stand for the reading of the word of God. One verse in your hearing today. Galatians 6 and 9, when you have it, say amen. Amen. The Bible reads like this. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I'm going to read that one more time. Let us not be weary. See, somebody, y'all could have shouted right there. In well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Look at somebody and just help me announce my text. Tell them, neighbor, it wasn't enough to make me quit. It wasn't enough to make her. Y'all sit on down. Let's sit on down. It wasn't enough to make me quit. Everything that I'm dealing with, everything that's going on in our lives, it's not enough. It's not enough to make you quit. I'm going to give just a little background on this. I'm going to go down one street, turn a corner, go up the block, and we're all going to end on Victory Boulevard together, okay? Okay, so during this time in Galatians, during this time right here, everybody, it was just going crazy. Okay, I'm going to break it down as simply as I know how. People just weren't trying to live right. I think that's as simply as I can put it. Paul was telling the people, hey, we got to live a certain lifestyle by working for the Lord. But they just weren't doing it. They just weren't doing it at that time. They was footloose and fancy free. Mm-hmm. They were footloose and fancy free. They just weren't doing it right. So now you got a certain group that's trying their hardest to live for the Lord. That's trying their hardest to make sure they do what's right. But it seemed like every time you turn around, everything is just going wrong. So Paul came in and encouraged the people, listen, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't get discouraged from doing what's right. Don't get discouraged from don't get discouraged when everything is going wrong in your life. Don't get discouraged because of that, because you shall reap if.
If you don't quit.
It's not enough. It wasn't enough. I can't talk about everybody, but I've had some rainy days. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. Can anybody testify that you done had some rainy days in your life? Can anybody? Now, I don't know about y'all. My rain turned into tornadoes at times. Hurricanes. Has anyone just been through some storms in your life that it almost broke you down? You was ready to throw in the towel, give up. Has anybody just dealt with some issues that you just felt like you couldn't make it out of? But then in the nick of time, just when I was getting ready to throw in the towel, just when I was getting ready to turn my back, God stepped on it. God stepped right on in and reminded me that I never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you even until the end of the world. I can't skip over too much stuff because some of this stuff needs to be said, because we're living in a time now where living right is not popular. Uh-huh. Living a lifestyle for God is not popular. It's not something that is the norm. You know, that's great. It's not even the norm no more nowadays. You know, people are so ready to go against the church. But then come to the church when you need something. They talk about the church so bad sometimes. But then when you're down on your luck, they come busting through the door. Falling at the altar. Like if they can be saved for one day right there, everything gonna be all right. We're living in a time now to where it's not popular to serve God. We're living in a time now to where everybody is turning their back on God. The Bible teaches us that at some point in time, there's gonna be a great falling away. Thank you, Lord, because it's going to get real tight up in here. I can feel it already. It's not cool nowadays. Because nowadays what happened is we as the church, let me talk about us for a second. We as the church, we're looking at the world and thinking they got it all together. We're so focused on what I don't have or cannot do because I'm saved. There we go. Right up in there. We're so focused on other things instead of being focused on God, instead of being focused on your own stuff, instead of being focused on your own house. You know, now, you know, that's the problem now. That we can't have our house in order because we're focused on everybody else's houses.
You know, we can't live right because we worried about how everybody else is living. You know, we can't get blessed because we worried about how such and such got blessed. You know, it's crazy. It's so crazy now how quickly church folk, we take our mind off God, but we can be involved in all the other mess. I'm just trying to help you because I'm your friend. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get to heaven with you. We all trying to make it together. But in order for us to make it to heaven, we have to live a lifestyle that is pleasing to God. Okay, Lord. We have to treat people the way we want to be treated. We have to love people the way we want to be. You know, let me tell you something. You know that the church is the most welcoming place, but so many people leave the church because they coming across people with number one, bad attitudes. You know, back in the day when I was growing up, I used to love walking in through the doors and speaking to the ushers or the doorkeeper or however you want to say it. Nowadays, ushers don't even want to speak to you. They get mad when you don't want to sit where they tell you to sit. They attitudes are just all nasty, but yet you want to be part of the hospitality committee. You need to be delivered. You need to be saved. Nowadays, Pastor, can I help you out a little second? Nowadays, they want the pastor to always pray for them, pick up the phone, go see them when they're in the hospital, all this, that, and the other. But yet, you can't pay no tithes and offering. See, this is all part of. I know you're saying, where's had I gone? But now I'm going to bring it back. I told you we're going to take a couple of corners right quick. Because in order for us to live a lifestyle, we have to hit these little nuggets right quick. We can't lift our pastor up because we're too busy pulling everybody else down. We're in a time now where the church has to grow closer together and love on each other and help each other and be there for each other, you know, and lift each other up out of love. Because there was nothing that God did not do or Jesus did not do that wasn't dipped down in love. Every healing he performed, every blessing that he brought came straight from love. And see, here's the thing, Kieran, when you're trying your hardest not to be weary in well doing, you have to remember that everything you do has to come out of love. Because the Bible teaches us that love is one of the most powerful things. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest is love. Don't be weary in well doing. For in due season, ye shall reap if you faint not. Y'all, we're going to have some hard days ahead of us. We're going to have some times where you don't want to get up out the bed. Have you ever been there? I can't talk about everybody, but I know it's been times I didn't want to get out the bed. Not because I had to go to work, but because the weight of the world was on my shoulders. And I felt like if I just stay in bed, everything will be all right. Then out of nowhere, what happens is when you have that mindset and you just want to stay in bed and pull the covers over your head and just isolate yourself from the world, you're isolating yourself from God and allowing the enemy to come in. Because an idle mind is the devil's. I'm not sitting up here saying I got it all together. I understand. I've been there. I'm still there. But if I just hold on, to God's unchanging hand. You know what's going on now? We are spiritually confused. We are spiritually immature. Because I don't understand how you are saved and how we are saved so long and act like God ain't did nothing for you. I don't understand. I understand that the weight of the world is on your shoulder. But if I can just go down and find a scripture that says he'll never leave me, nor will he forsake me, but he'll be with me even to the end of the world, that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Y'all, I'm telling y'all that I want you to understand. I understand it's not easy trusting God. It's not easy trusting God. It's not easy trusting God. If God was here and he said, hey, run straight into that wall, and by the time you make it there, a hole is going to appear. Some of us walk over to that wall and touch it and see where the soft part is. We'll be over there looking and asking, Lord, why can't we just open the door and I just run? God wants to know that you're going to trust him in spite of. Let me tell you something. So, everyone is aware of the iconic case. And I used this example before. Of the O.J. Simpson trial. They call it the trial of the century. And the crazy part of it is they assembled a dream team. Some of y'all may remember F. Lee Bailey, Bob Shapiro, and all of that. And then they were missing a link. And here's what's crazy. According to readings, it said that Robert Shapiro was the one that said, we need to get Johnny Cochran. We need to get Johnny Cochran. OJ, according to readings, was actually against Johnny Cochran coming to help him. Robert Shapiro writes that he informed OJ of the track record that Johnny Cochran had. Okay. He didn't want Johnny Cochran at first. But because of someone that had worked with him and dealt with Johnny, he said, this is the person we need because of the track record. All right. There you go. Johnny comes in based off of his track record. Yeah. OJ didn't know him, didn't know nothing about him. But because of his track record, he trusted him. If we start telling people about the track record that we didn't have from the moment we could say, now I lay me down to sleep. If we can tell people about the track record when you went to the doctor and they said they couldn't do this, but then turn back around and say, hey, we got something for you. Let's set something up for you. When you tell people about the track record, when at one moment you didn't have nothing, turn around and when you tell people about the track record that you don't understand how this came about, where this came from, why this person wanted to bless me. The problem is, it's not enough people telling about the track record of Jesus. If you just think about the goodness of Jesus and all, all I got to do is just tell them about the track record. Don't tell me what God can't do. I've been there. Don't tell me that God can't help. Don't tell me God can't do. Because I got a track record from years down the line to say that if it had not been for the Lord. Don't be weary. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary in doing what's right and living for God. Don't be weary just because somebody else look like they getting it and you. You know, it's hard being a Christian, but it's benefits in this thing here. I remember a time I walked outside. I never forget it. I walked outside and I drove to the church. I was on E, mama. I had $5. Then the pastor had the nerve to say, we haven't reached our goal yet. Can you help us out a little bit more? Boy, boy, that $5 was burning a hole right there. I'm sitting down in my... Pulled it out. Walked up there. Tried to see if it was any change in there. But I heard God clearly say, put it in. I got back to my car. Now, you could say whatever you want to say. You could say I had a raggedy car. At that time, I did. But we're talking about a gas hand that went from E to half full. And then out of nowhere, I don't know what happened. I think I dropped my phone between the seat and I had a $10 bill on the side of the seat. Don't tell me what God can't do when you're down and out. I can tell you about the track record. And I know we'll be here all day just off of mine right here. But there was a time I wanted to turn my back on God because I felt like everybody else was getting blessed. I'm sitting up here serving. I'm sitting up here going to church. I'm sitting up here in the choir. I'm at meetings. And then all of a sudden, I'm not getting what the world is getting. And I thought serving God supposed to be easy. Simple call. Hey, Lord, I'm down on my luck. Little help. Oh, no. But people that ain't living like nothing walking past me, bringing out money and all this stuff here, chains and cars and all this stuff here. And I remember God, you don't worry about that. You don't worry about that. But some of them same people ended up in jail. Some of them same people got in trouble. Some of them same people don't even have a place to stay in right now. But I remember a time where I didn't have a lot. And God still provided. I ain't miss no meals. I ain't miss no meals. I ain't miss the day at work. Because God has allowed just blessings. How hard would you trust God? How far would you go with him? Even when it looks like everybody else is turning, everybody else is doing their own thing, but we have standards. We have a lifestyle we have to live. And in order for us to do that, we have to meet God at the throne. Have you ever been there to when you're just up late at night? Wherein? Sometimes God just needs you to just call up on him. Have you ever been there when you're down on your knees and you feel like everything else is going wrong? All God needs you to do is don't be weary. Have you ever been there to where it felt like you had nobody else to turn to? You had nobody else to go to. You had nobody else to call on. But I found somebody that I can call on late in the midnight hour. He's not going to leave my Texas on red. I found somebody that can come in right in the nick of time, just when the devil thinks he's winning. I found somebody that I can trust in no matter what. I heard that he'll never leave me, nor will he forsake me. But I found out that he'll be with me even to the end of the world. So don't be weary in well doing, for in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. Good evening, family. I got to get out of here, but I stopped by to tell you that the road may get rough and the going may get tough and the hills they're hard to climb. But I started out a long time ago and there ain't no doubt in my mind that I've decided to make Jesus my choice. Touch somebody and tell them, neighbor, just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up on God. Don't let go of what God has for you, because in due season you're going to reap if you faint not. Hold on. on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I heard that he give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I found out that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. He leading me beside still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness, that is good in his name's sake. But yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou rod and thou staff that comfort me. Thou prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. That anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I heard the Bible tell her that I'm there with you. I'm not gonna leave you. I'm not gonna give up on you. Don't give up on God. Hang on in there. I know it gets rough. I know it gets tough. I know you want to give up, but don't be weary. 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 No! Don't be weary in well doing. For in due season, you're going to reap. You're going to reap. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be healed. You're going to be. Don't you give up on God. Don't you give up on God. Don't turn your back on him. I know it gets hard. I know it gets rough. But if you just trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. But in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he shall direct your path. I'm so encouraged, because I remember, and Pastor, forgive me if I get your own testimony wrong, but I remember that Pastor was telling us what he was dealing with and how good God has still been to him. With every issue that he's dealing with, God is still keeping him going. Don't tell me what God can't do. Don't tell me serving the Lord ain't paying off. It's paying off right now. You may not have everything. You may be on the brink. Listen, let me tell you something. You may be on the brink of repossession. You may be on the brink of lights getting cut off. You may be on that brink right there. But I know somebody. I know somebody that would allow light coming in when you say, hey, we don't normally give extension, but for you, we're going to give it to you. I've been there. Serving the Lord is paying off right now. Serving the Lord is paying off. It wasn't enough to make me quit.
Come on, will somebody say amen? Will you say amen? It wasn't enough to make me quit. We thank God for using Reverend Haddock. We need that word. Somebody here today maybe is ready for renewal.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Porville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."